Welcome to another I Got Issues podcast with your hosts, James Maynard and
James Wright.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Yeah, I'll figure it out. All right, so here we are.
Here we are.
Another podcast. Yep.
So, what's new and exciting, Mr. James?
No, you tell me. You're traveling, man. What's going on? So where are you right now? Where exactly in the world are you?
Right now I'm in Seminyak Beach in Bali, Indonesia.
Nice. What's the temperature like over there?
It's about 30 degrees. It's pretty much 30 degrees every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
So,
nice weather.
So where'd you start off again? So like you're in Bali now, but your first like flight was to where?
Flew from Toronto to Zurich, and then Zurich to Singapore, but had a Air Canada was delayed by our flight didn't leave for an hour and a half after it was supposed to.
Why?
I don't know. They said that for some reason some dude was bringing these boxes onto the plane and like, putting them overhead. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, well, the plane's going to be delayed. There's too much turbulence, so we have to take an alternate route. So you're going to need more fuel. So now the plane's refueling. But the connection from Zurich to Singapore was only 1 hour.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't have been bad, but we left an hour and a half late, so we missed our connection.
Oh, shit.
So then because of that, I had to spend the night in Zurich, which is not like that big of a deal. But if you're not really prepared for to be in Switzerland, like I'm prepared to be chasing the sun for the next few months.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I didn't bring like clothes for to be in Zurich where it was like 10 degrees outside.
Yeah, that's crazy. Did the airline put you up somewhere?
Yeah, Air Canada puts us up in, the suburbs of fucking Zurich. And, like, they pay for the taxi, they pay for your hotel, they give you $31 $31 for dinner and $31 for lunch.
That's great.
But it's only at the hotel. Which is okay, but if you want to leave the hotel, like, everything's fucking expensive in Switzerland. I've been there before and it was, like, so expensive I had to leave.
Seriously?
Yeah, like our taxi from the airport to the hotel was probably no more than 10 kilometers, and the taxi fare was equivalent to about $70 US.
Good lord.
And the same thing, like when we got to the hotel, I'm like, okay, well, can we go downtown? Like, yeah, you can go downtown. But if you want to take a taxi, it's going to cost you like $50 to $60, even though it's like 10 minutes away.
That's incredible.
So then they're like, just take the subway. They told us where the subway is and then just take the subway.
How is that?
It's perfectly fine. It's so simple.
Is it like a Montreal subway line where there's like multiple lines, or is it like Toronto where it's kind of just
It's sort of like if you've ever been to a lot of places in Europe, sort of have like there's more than like one train that goes to like different places. So it's kind of like, I guess, like the Montreal would be, but there's also like out of town, like you can take a train from there to go to like Germany if you want.
That's cool.
So I don't know. It's like a one big, the downtown train hub is like the main station. It'd be like Union Station in Toronto. So you can catch your VIA Rail and your TTC and like everything.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that was, but it was all right, but it, then it was expensive. And then, like, I didn't have francs for Switzerland, so, and I didn't want to take out money, because I only was there for one night.
So, essentially, the airlines just wanted you to stay at the hotel.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Which, to me, completely sucks.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, would you want to just sit in a hotel room if you were there for a day?
Probably not.
Be boring as fuck.
But then, so after Switzerland, where'd you go?
Jumped on a plane the next day. 12-hour flight from Switzerland to Singapore.
And how long does it take to get to Switzerland?
7 hours.
So you've been traveling in the air for 20 hours.
Basically, yeah.
That's crazy.
Nah, it's not that bad. If you get a good flight, like, the Singapore Airlines is pretty much the bomb. Like, it's a pretty sick plane.
But, I mean, that's a full day of travel. Like, that's a full day of you just being in an airplane.
Yeah, like, if I would have went straight through, like, would have went, like, straight, like, Toronto, Zurich, Katmaya connection, then it would have been like a full 20 hour. It would have been like full, basically 24 hour day.
You don't think that's crazy, being on a plane for 24 hours? That's crazy.
That's kind of nuts, but I don't know. You can get some sleep and you can read, you can watch some movies. There's lots of things. There's not really anything to do on the plane, but the planes are like pretty comfortable now. If you get like, if you go with like a good company, they have like, the planes are pretty like spacious, they got like everything that you need, they're like overwhelmingly accommodating, like anything you want, they'll give it to you, free drinks, you know, free alcohol.
Do they have a gym?
Didn't have a gym. They just do some body weight squats in the aisle. People look at you like you're a madman.
But there's nothing else like really like surprisingly on that plane. Like there's no dance floor or like a bar or anything or
well, anything out of the ordinary. Well, if you probably go to first class and you go to the upstairs, there probably is.
That's crazy.
But no, not doing it like that. But it was a good flight, and then got there to Singapore, and then it was really early. It was like 6 o'clock in the morning. And check into the hotel is not till 3 p.m. So, and woke up on the plane for breakfast at 3:30 in the morning on the plane.
Man.
So it's pretty fucked up on your body to like try to recover or get like your very timing.
So have you become accustomed to the time over there yet? Or are you still like North American time?
Just barely. It took almost a week.
Man. You've been gone for a week already?
Yeah.
Damn, only still like a day.
Yeah, it'll be back quick, man.
Huh.
Believe it or not, it goes by really fast. Like today we're already leaving Seminyak in Bali to go to another place in Bali called Ubud. And
what's supposed to be there?
I don't know. Seminyak is kind of like a party, like beach, surfing, partying. Ubud is sort of like in the middle of the island, so you're not really on the water.
Okay.
And then there's like, I don't know, temples, and it's like more green, relaxing, I guess.
Great.
I think it's more of a cultural experience.
So where exactly are you now? In Bali?
In Bali, which is Bali on Seminyak Beach.
Okay.
It's like pretty close to the airport, but fucking traffic here is retarded, bro.
Really? What, they have like auto rickshaws and stuff, or what do they have there for transportation?
Yeah, like regular like cars and taxis, no rickshaw shit.
Well, that's cool. None.
The traffic was insane. To go not very far takes a long time. And but back to Singapore, you know how people say like, oh, you can't spit and you can't like chew gum. There's so many rules.
Yeah.
Well, there is. Like, it's clear.
So you can't do that kind of stuff.
Gum is illegal, bro.
In Singapore.
You can't even bring gum into the country.
What?
Buddy, you'll get a fine. You can't, like, it's so clean. Like, you've never seen, like, a place that's that clean.
Wow.
With that many people. Singapore is sort of like a city country. It's, like, not very big.
So why the rules against chewing gum? And you're allowed to take pictures, though, right?
Yeah. It's like Singapore is just like a regular city. Like it's just a regular big city, but it's just really like tidy and kept up. And
that's good.
People follow the rules and it's orderly. Like on the subway there is like spotless.
That's great.
They got like, you're not allowed to bring like food or drinks onto the subway.
That's right. Who needs to see people eating their food anyways, chomping like... You ever see people on the subway and sometimes they just, I don't think they realize that they're not in their house.
Yeah. Though some people are disgusting slobs and their food stinks. Fucking dropping their Big Mac crumb all over their face and all over the seat.
Yeah, yeah.
It on the seat. People are savages in Toronto. That's what I've come to realize. We need more rules like Singapore. I don't know what they did.
I'm sure there's... Like I'm sure there's probably a crazy deep-rooted history, though.
There is. I read a little bit about it, and basically they had to get rid of some like freedoms so that they could have a country that they have now.
Which is clean, and you can't chew gum.
It's clean. It's like one of the richest cities in the world.
Huh.
Everything there is like really expensive too, so
man,
it's super expensive. But it's like they make the average person makes like $15,000 per year,
which is good. And is that good? Or
to be like in Southeast Asia is like pretty retarded, considering most places they make like $1,000 a year.
Wow.
Like, you can go to Cambodia and people make, like, $100 a month.
Huh.
And even, like, I was talking to some people that met here in Bali, and they're like, yeah, people make about $200. They make about $200 per month, U.S. dollars, which would be equivalent, I guess, to, like, about $200 U.S. So that's only, like... You know, $2,400 per year. It's not that much money.
No.
And apparently they spend almost half of their money on offerings to their god.
Wow. Is that by law or that just by religion?
No, just by like their religious beliefs, I guess. Like you'll see like everywhere outside of every shop and every business, and even late on the beach, like walking down the beach, you'll see all these people that like have these trays and there's like flowers in it and like incenses and they're like in front of it saying prayers and stuff. Apparently like all the like fresh flowers and stuff, like they'll spend almost half of their money on that.
Wow, that's incredible.
It's kind of crazy, but Singapore is super clean, man. It's weird. Like I didn't even see any police. Like I spit a couple times.
Why would you do that?
Nobody stopped me.
Why would you spit? You trying to test the law or something?
I just had a spit. I'm not.
What do you mean
like,
you just had a spit, man? What are you talking about?
Listen, I'm not a big spitter. Okay, I don't go around hawking all over the roads, and I think it's quite disgusting. But sometimes
you know, when you're a place where it's illegal to spit, you decide to spit. Why would I don't get it?
Well, what are you gonna do? You're telling me you've never spit before?
In the sink after brushing my teeth.
Oh my god.
Look at this guy trying to break the rules, man.
I did. I even brought in gum to the country too.
Did you chew it?
No. Like on the subway though, there's like security people. Like I had a bottle of water and I was like, oh shit. And like she looked and she stopped, but then she just kept on going. I was like, oh shit. So it says like you get like a $500 fine for drinking or bringing food onto the subway.
Wow.
And you can't do it. It's really interesting. And there's like not even that many police. Like I barely saw any police officers. So I'm like, they have all these rules that you can't do. You can't jaywalk. You can't chew gum. You can't do a lot of simple things. But there's like not even like people there to enforce it. And you'll see like in the road, there'll be like, you know, a turning thing. And it's like it's one lane and there's a light there. And people will, like, everybody will just stop for it. And instead of just crossing, like, there's no car coming. You can just cross, but everyone just stops and waits.
Huh.
Nice. It's a nice place. It's super expensive. Those fucking clubs will take you out, man, with, like, $18 drinks. Yeah, it's super expensive.
I wonder what the – I guess it's no different than, like, not – do people smoke there? Like, do you see people smoking in the streets? But not, they don't smoke indoors, though.
Well, there's not a lot of smoke in most public places unless there's a designated smoking area. So you can't really smoke all over the place, except for in smoking areas. Which is kind of cool.
No, that's great. I like that.
And so there's, like, no, like, there is, like, litter and stuff on the ground. But it's, like, so sporadic. It's, like, not that big of a deal. And there's, like, constantly people with these little homemade broom things that work for the city, I guess, like picking up their stuff and like sweeping the ground and shit. It's super, super clean. Great place, but it's pretty expensive.
Yeah, I'm just looking here at pictures online about the Singapore subway. And man, it looks really modern and very clean.
Yeah. Like Singapore is a super modern city. Like it's just as modern as Toronto.
Yeah, it's great. If not even more so, it looks pretty space age. I don't know, I like it.
It's a super dope city. I would recommend it, but not to stay there for too long because you always think like if you come to like Southeastern Asia, it should be like cheap. Like you think like your dollar's going to go for it, but if you stay in Singapore, you'll spend a lot of money really quickly.
Yeah,
because it's expensive to like eat. It's expensive to drink. Where in like other places it'll be like for even for like a pack of cigarettes, for instance, at the 7-Eleven in Singapore is like $12 or $13, and that's expensive. It's like just as expensive as in Canada. It's even more expensive than it is in Canada.
Huh.
And same with beer, but you can go to other places like Vietnam where the beer will be like, you know, $1, and like cigarettes will be like $2 for a pack. So it's kind of weird that everything is, that things are different. Even in Bali, everything's like pretty expensive so far.
Man, I'm the one thing I'm noticing here, it's just whatever, is that when you exit the subway train, you have to like, you exit straight down the middle. People have to stand on the side, have the lines on the ground, right?
Yeah, they have the lines on the ground. So people exit straight ahead and people line up to the sides and then they enter on the sides.
I wish they had that in Toronto.
Oh, it would be lovely, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I actually noticed that. I thought it was pretty fucking cool.
I wonder if people would actually obey that rule, though. But I think it'd just make everything so much better.
Well, just everything is just way more organized and orderly. I don't know why it can't be like that everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
It would just seem to make more sense to me. Like, people, and everybody's super friendly. There's, like, not an intimidating person in Singapore, like, you never ever feel scared or threatened.
Now, do you feel that way because you're 6'4" and everyone else is 5'2"?
Maybe that is the case. But
you're the only brother in sight.
No, but there are like other places like that I've been before where people are just not. They're not like if you go to Vietnam, people look like they're like hardened, like they got like they just look like they're like scarier or angrier. It's not like they're threatening to like being able to kill you, but it's like you just feel like you're in a much more like dangerous
yeah
atmosphere. Like And same thing in Thailand, there's like, there's fucking gangsters and shit. So, but in Singapore, I didn't feel any of that at all. It was like very, I felt like very safe, and it's like so strange. I really like the feeling. I'm just trying to figure out like how do you make that work in the rest of the world? Because I think what they have is a very good system, but I think that they got to be under some sort of rule.
Yeah, or something. I don't know the history to even say anything on it, but man.
I know when we showed up in Singapore at 6 o'clock in the morning, it's like kind of frustrating because the hotel doesn't allow you to check in until 3. So then it's like already sort of getting tired, and then how to like leave, like left my bags at the hotel, and then we jumped on the pretty nice. So they're all luggage, backpacks.
Nice, that's good.
Like a toilet in there, shower.
Nice and big, holy cow.
Yeah, it's humongous. Got two people jacuzzi tub.
Sweet.
With a TV there too, I didn't even know.
That's yeah. Funny.
Got a safe, the fridge and stuff, some water. Then get the two sinks and then a makeup place, I guess. And then there's an outdoor shower.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then it just leads back to the pool area.
So it's like a little house. Yeah.
And then there's Amanda, and there's my breakfast.
Nice burrito.
And that's that. Left Singapore and came to Bali. This is a pretty really nice place, like staying at.
Yeah. So where to from here? Where do you guys go after this?
We're leaving today. We're gonna take the taxi for $300,000 to you, bud.
To me?
No, to you, bud. Ubud. Ubu.
Oh, I thought you were calling me. I thought you said me, bud.
No. So $300,000 is like $30, basically.
Yeah.
And it's like an hour. It's an hour away, I guess. And we're gonna go there. Then after we leave there, we're gonna fly to Jakarta, which is like the capital of Indonesia.
Okay.
And it's a city, like it's a big city. I guess one of my friends that used to work with me at the restaurant, he lives there now. He's teaching English.
Okay, that's cool.
I'm going to go and see him.
And where's this again?
It's in Jakarta. It's the capital of Indonesia.
Huh.
Jakarta. And so gonna go there. He told me like it sucks. It's a shitty big city. Like it's dirty, but still gonna go check it out. And then after there, go to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Are you gonna visit with your friend or what?
He has to work, but probably meet up with him like one night for dinner, have some drinks probably.
So this Jakarta is like. Oh, I see here. All right.
You see where Bali is?
Yeah.
On the map?
Yeah. And then Singapore. And then Jakarta's off to the west.
I guess it's like west, yeah.
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 And after Jakarta, go to Malaysia and to Kuala Lumpur.
All right.
And go hang out there, I guess, for a couple of days. We just have to go to full moon party in Koh Phangan in Thailand, and that's on May 25th.
That's coming up, yeah.
So basically, it's like just check out as much stuff that's around while we're making our way up to Thailand.
Got it. So like right now, you guys are pretty much going from like one little island to the next connected little island.
Basically.
And doing and traveling all throughout the southern Asias.
Yeah. And so that's the plan.
Well, that's cool, man.
And,
any crazy stories yet? Anything crazy happen? Anyone try to any misfortunes at all yet or anything? Any positive experiences so far? Anything?
Yeah, everything's been pretty
surprise you.
Only one guy was annoying, but he was just trying to do his job, so I get it. But no, everything's just been really nothing crazy's happened.
So why? What happened? What was this guy doing? What was his thing?
He just works for a company called Absolute World Group, and they sell timeshares.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
So Stop is on the street. He's like, oh my God, you won the big prize. Oh my goodness, this is so great. He's like, you just have to come with me to the office and I get $70 US. He's like, oh my God, thank you so much. And then I was like, you know, I don't want to do it. And then he's just like, okay, we'll arrange a time. We'll do it tomorrow, blah, blah. So I gave him like a fake hotel. I told him like we're staying at this other hotel and I gave him a fake name. And then, but then the next day, like almost right when he said he was supposed to pick us up, walking back down the street and fucking there he is, of course. He's like, you know, are you ready to go? I'm like, I've got to go eat first. And then on the way back, I just told him like, you know, I looked it up on the internet because I knew like it was, like I don't want to buy a timeshare. He said it's not a timeshare and stuff like that, but I'm like, I'm not even interested in anything that you're selling anyways. And then I just went back there and I just told him like, you know, I don't want to do it. Not interested. Like, sorry about your luck. And you're $70.
But you were the lucky winner.
Yeah, whatever. Like, in people, I looked on the internet on like, I just Googled it. It's like, people are like, lost like $10,000 US by like signing up on something. They've had to sit there for 6 hours and listen to like people, blah, blah. So, listen, ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
And then that's basically it. We went out with some English people the other night that we met while we're at one of these bars. And then we went out and had some like fresh fish at this fish market.
Did you catch your own fish?
No, they just have like all these dead fish in a ice. And then you like go up there and you pick the one that you want. And then they weigh it. And then they fry it up. Ah, it was...
You mean like you went to a fish market and the fish were dead, and you're describing something that happens here in Canada. What's the big one? You're making it sound so exotic. Come on.
It's not a fish market. It's not a fish market. It's a restaurant, and everything is, all the tables are all set up on the beach. But you just go like they have like in the entrance, you basically go and you pick out the fish that you want. Like you, they have a whole bunch of these fucking dead fish, just random fishes, and they got like these shrimp and they got lobsters, and you just go and you pick what you want, and then you tell them, then they would bring it all out. I don't know, it's nothing like spectacular, but it's a pretty nice place.
Yeah, that's cool. Fresh fish.
I'm not the biggest guy for eating fish with the heads on it and bones in it, but it was still all right.
What kind of fish did you get?
Red snapper and white snapper, I think.
All right.
And some prawns and some calamari.
Oh, that sounds tasty.
Yeah. And then it was like, I think there was six of us. So, I don't know, this girl, she just ordered up everything. She like ordered up all the fish, and I thought I was going to get my own plate with my own fish, but it's not how they do it. They just like fry it up and then they bring like a big rice bucket and then everybody just shares all the food.
Oh, that's nice. I like that idea.
Yeah, it was cool. Real cool. There's also like another cool restaurant that we went to in Singapore where it's like called Free Seating, which I think is cool. I never really seen it before. I'm sure that if they have it everywhere else. I just probably didn't go there. But it's like you go to school in and they have just big, they don't have like really small tables. They only have like big tables. It's almost like cafeteria style. So everybody just sits down beside each other. Like there's no, it's not like, oh, this is your table. Nobody else can sit down. It's like wherever you sit, somebody can sit down right beside you if the seat's open.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. I think it brings people together. Oh, that's all I'm saying.
You need to get out more, man.
Why? Do they have that in places?
Yeah, they do. It's like, very, it's very like common.
Where? Other than a food court.
No. Like Salad King has that.
I never heard of that place.
Yeah.
Salad King?
Salad King. Yeah, it's downtown Toronto.
No king has ever ate salad. Come on, man.
Anyways. That's crazy. Well, I'm glad you're traveling, man. It'll open up your mind to these new experiences.
Oh, yeah.
Like picking out fish.
Picking out fish. Big deal, man. Big deal. I like fish, but I don't really like, you know, it's different. Do you eat fish with the head on it still?
When I was back at home, my parents used to make it, yeah. Jamaican style.
And they leave a fucking full face on it?
Yeah, with the eyes and everything. You fry it.
It's disgusting, though.
No.
I don't, I'm not a big fan of that.
You mean you want to meet your food?
Not really, no.
Come on, man.
I really don't. I like it. I like it to be an anonymous fillet. I don't like a face. So what's been going on in Toronto?
Well, the weather has been getting warmer, which is awesome. That's pretty much it, man. There's nothing really much going on. A few concerts are coming up.
Are you going to any of them?
Yeah, I'm going to a few of them.
Which one?
This kid who's coming up from Brampton, Jay Pride. Oh, not Jay. Is it Jay Pride? D Pride. But he's been out for a while. He's like a young kid. He's like 17 years old. He's rapping. And he's a good rapper, too. He's really good. Good lyricist. Very talented. So I'm going to go check that out over the weekend.
We're not going to the Kelly Rowland and Dream concert?
I ain't got no time for that. Cherry Blossoms are out here in Toronto.
Never heard of them.
You ever heard of them? No, man. Cherry Blossoms. Come on. You know the cherry blossoms that bloom every year.
Oh, you're talking about flowers.
Yeah.
I thought we were still talking about rap groups.
No. Cherry Blossoms, that would be a good name for like an indie band or something.
It would be. You get anybody lined up for the podcast yet or what?
Yeah, I got people coming. Going to get Skylar up on here. I don't know who else. I have a few people in mind. Just been busy.
You should do it. You're a talented host.
Co-host. I need someone to bounce ideas off of.
You can do it all by yourself.
Done and done.
I think you got the drive. How is the coude thing coming along?
It's coming along good, man. Just need to get in the. Just working on another. Actually, I'm working on another project right now with an artist here in Toronto. She's originally from. I think she lived in New York for a while, then also. Down south. Turks and Caicos, lived there for a while. Now she's back in Toronto working full time and doing an artist thing part time. So, gonna help do a video for her over her artwork.
Nice. So, what do you.
You'll see it.
Yeah.
You'll see it.
Nice. Any big plans for the summertime, man? What's going on?
Gonna travel, man. Need to travel. Thinking about New Zealand or Japan?
Well,
yeah.
Once you come out to Japan, late July.
We'll see, yeah.
Late July. Why New Zealand, bro? You're picking like so far places. How long would you go for?
I don't know. I'd stay for like 2-3 weeks. I travel to India, like all across India in 16 days, and I wish I had like maybe 2 extra days. That's it. Because really, like when you travel, like you want to see a lot. You want to keep your senses driving and keep them firing, and you know?
Yeah.
If you find like a nice relaxing place, it's good there. You stay there for like, you know, 2-3 days, recharge your batteries, and then you're off again, and you're checking out a whole bunch of spaces and places. That's how I like to travel. So if I went to New Zealand, I would just travel all around as much as possible in those 2-3 weeks time. And I'm sure I can get more out of it if I stayed longer, but I think that would be a good amount of time to check out New Zealand.
I don't know if that'll be the case for New Zealand. New Zealand's got a lot of like, it's a lot. I think it'll be a lot more physical.
Yeah. It's a small island, man.
Yeah, but it's still not that small. It's fucking big.
Bigger than Jamaica, yeah.
Like, there's a lot to, I think it's a lot more physical. Like, if you go to Japan, it's not like, you just gotta walk and take the subway and get around.
Yeah.
See the stuff.
Yeah.
But I think, like, if you're going to like see like shit in New Zealand, you got to do like hiking and stuff like that.
I'm all about it, man. Tough Mudder this weekend.
Is that this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Get somebody to film that.
Nah.
It'd be so good if you were here to film stuff. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's great.
I know that much.
That's great.
That's great.
Amanda's okay at it. But it's without the vision, man. Don't have your vision. You know what you want to. You know what you want to put together. I don't know if I can see it.
I'm sure it will make sense in the end.
Mm. I hope so.
Well, it makes sense.
Gems are dope, man. Michael Todorans is bigging you up on the internet.
That's good. It was good working with him. It was easy working with him. It was good. It was a pleasure. One day soon, I'll have my own feature film.
You reckon? Is that the goal?
Yeah, one day.
What kind of feature film? Like, what kind of porn are you planning on making?
Yeah. I don't know. It'll look up. I have a few ideas I've been bouncing around with, but I haven't really written out a full script for anything, but I have some ideas.
That'd be awesome if you made a movie.
It would be awesome. It will be awesome. It will happen. If I think about it, it's going to happen.
Hey, as Bruce Lee said, you got to do things, make a small step every day towards your goal. Some nonsense like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything. I think it's just like, you know, Steve Jobs had that speech that he did at, I can't remember the name of the university, but like.
Third University.
Yeah. It's all about connecting the dots, right? I mean, you do these certain things right now. Sometimes they don't make sense to you, but in the end, it's all about connecting the dots and figuring out.
Yes, sir.
The grand scheme of things.
You got that right.
And right now, I'm just making dots, and I'm going to connect them soon enough.
I got to start making some dots.
You're making dots. You're making dots all over the map.
True.
Over the globe.
True. There's going to be a lot more nuttiness. And like a couple more weeks from now, my life should have been in danger a few times. I should have some interesting stuff to say.
Right now, it's nice and relaxed.
Yeah, it's really relaxed.
That's good.
Went for a full body massage yesterday.
Nice.
Oils.
Like vegetable oil?
No, I don't know. I can't remember what she said.
Canola oil?
I think it's like olive oil.
I'm going to rub you with some sensual vegetable oil and a little bit of olive oil. Only because it's so special.
And then she rubbed me down with some Balinese coffee.
Nice, that's cool. Exfoliate the skin?
And then I got a facial.
What they should have did is gave you a shave and a haircut.
I'm looking for a barbershop. As soon as I find one, I'm going to get it done. And I got a milk bath yesterday. And a foot massage scraper thing, too.
What kind of milk was it? Milk from what animal?
I don't know. I'm going to say goat.
All right.
And she spent a lot of time on my upper inner thigh.
Nice.
She touched my balls a few times.
That's hilarious.
They make you wear these disposable panties. Very strange.
Panties or G-string?
It wasn't a G-string. It was like...
It was like...
Listen, and they're sort of see-through, and I know she was... she was reaching for me. She's trying to make it move.
And?
It was very strange. No, I didn't.
No movement?
No movement. Maybe a little movement.
I hope you gave her a tip.
I gave her a little more than a tip. Oh!
That's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
No, it was good, though. I was relaxing. It was like, oh, wow. Like, it feels good to be relaxed. The massage was, like, whatever. Like, it was still good. But the facial is where it's at, buddy.
Yeah?
I'm into facials now.
Are
you? Surge here. Yeah, love a facial.
All the dots are starting to connect now. I'm seeing what's happening. You're going to come back a metrosexual. That's what's going to happen.
I hope so. I'm dying to be a metrosexual.
It's funny.
Why don't you go into the Instagram and look at the pictures?
I see the pictures.
What's wrong with you?
Really?
I know Levin sees them.
Yeah. I don't have time for all this social media stuff all the time.
You get a good phone yet, or are you still with BlackBerry?
There's nothing wrong with BlackBerry. BlackBerry's fine.
Oh, God.
I'm a man of the Stone Age.
Clearly, you gotta get you an upgrade.
All I need is a phone that can dial phone numbers and receive phone calls. That's all you need a phone for.
You know there's homeless people in Singapore with iPhones.
Well?
Just that's how far behind you are, bro.
That's all right. I'm keeping it real.
Yeah, keeping it real. I'm stupid.
Real old. I'm retro, man. Retro. I'm a hipster.
Hey, what's the latest verdict with this Boston bombing thing? Well, what's going on in the news over there? I'm so out of the loop because there's no TV, and I don't always, I only have the internet when I'm in the room. What's going on?
What's going on? I haven't heard any news, so I haven't been paying attention to the news of the Boston bombings and what's happened since then. But I'm sure you heard about the three girls that were found in that man's house.
No.
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
And then they ended up posting up that video of that black man giving his two cents about what happens and whatever.
Oh, with the you know there's something wrong when a little white girl comes running over to a black man.
Exactly. This is out of everything that has happened with this whole entire story. That's the one video that seems to be populating the internet. This is why I don't have time for social media, because stupid stuff like that.
That was a funny video.
No, I agree. I had a nice little chuckle, but in the back of my mind, I was thinking, like, damn, got us again.
Actually, you want to know what? I didn't really read about the story. I saw the video. Somebody posted it on the internet. And I watched it, but I was also looking through Flipboard. And I saw something about whoever that dude is in that video. They, like, researched his past, and he, like, used to beat up his wife or something.
What, the black man in the video?
Yeah, and people are like, I guess the question was, there's like a question of the day that was like, do you think that this is fair that the media has dug up this dude's past? Because he didn't do anything, he only helped people. So it's like, why are they digging up his past and now putting it out there that he used to beat up his wife? Is that really fair?
Is it really fair to actually even show him in the first place, given an interview and making himself look silly, and plus just perpetuate, you know, lower class black people?
Oh, I knew you were going to go for the black card. I knew it.
Well, it's true, man. Why is it? It's just like Dave Chappelle says, on every crime scene, instead of trying to find, like, the smartest black person, they always go for the ghetto guy. The guy who wasn't really even at the crime scene, but will just help to perpetuate what people think, or the stereotypes of, you know, lower income black people. Ridiculous. And they did it again with this.
It's undeniable that's funny. Like, I know that they weren't interviewing him expecting him to say that.
Come on.
Dude,
the guy was
epic. That was a classic moment. That went viral. That's how, like, that was so good. When I watched it, I was like, sometimes you're like hesitant when people are like, oh, this is so funny, you have to watch it. But I was like, you know, I'm gonna give this one a shot.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, that's actually, like, really funny.
I'm not gonna lie, I did laugh. But if you think about it, it's, yeah, what's that other one? Ain't nobody got no time for that.
Yeah. And that girl's famous. She's doing commercials for dentists.
And then what's the other one with the black guy? Something about jumping out of a window or something like that. I think he's a gay black guy.
Oh yeah. They're raping everybody up in here.
That's exactly. Is this how it's seen now? Is this how, you know? It's ridiculous.
I was on a thread on my cousin's Facebook the other day, and he was making a comment, and it got a lot, a humongous response. And I know how I feel about it, but I wonder how you feel about it. Basically, the comment was, what's up with all of these other races now calling each other the N-word? He's like, that shit is bullshit. That's bullshit.
That is stupid.
So you think it's stupid?
Of course I think it's stupid.
Why do you think it's so stupid for?
Why would anyone want to call them the N-word? Why would you want to call yourself the nigger? You know what I mean? Like, why would you even want to do that?
I'm not saying that I do it, but
no, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying in general. Like, why would people think that is a good thing to be saying?
Well, my whole reasoning for thinking that it's actually not a big deal and people shouldn't be offended is because it's clearly losing its power if white people are going around calling each other niggers.
It depends. I guess I would guess it depends on how you'd say it and what context it is in. But just like, in general, like that word just should not be used.
What's up, my nigga?
Oh, yeah. It's lost its value. Like, what is for, like back in the day when someone said that they were, you know, oh, I feel so gay today. It means they felt happy. But now it's all about homosexuality, right? So like, the context of the word has changed from back in the day when there was slavery to now where black culture is so popular. But I don't know, man. That's just, I just think it's one of those things where I don't see it being necessary to be calling people names like that.
I'm not saying that it was that necessary, but if you were to like read the comments, like people were going in hard, like, you know, they're just like, yeah, this is unacceptable because if you've never been called a nigger before, then you don't know what it's like, and it's fucking offensive, and it's rude. Don't say that shit around me. I'll knock you out, blah, blah.
Oh, there's no need to get violent.
And then there was a couple of other people that were just like, and like very few. There's probably about 50 to 60 comments. And there's like only like two people that were like, you know, they had a different view on it, but they weren't really proving their points really that good. So then like everybody else just sort of jumped on them and crushed them. But I just thought if I were to actually like read his whole post, there was like, to me, it answered his own question. Like, I think like if all these other races are using it, that it's therefore not as,
it's not as powerful as it was.
It's not as derogatory, because honestly and truly, it's a silly word to begin with, but people shouldn't be getting it. I'm glad that people are using it. I say go ahead. You want to be dumb? A lot of people use a lot of dumb words. I'm not going to tell which people which dumb word to say and which one not to say. It's not racist either. Racism only happens with intent. If somebody wants to be racist, then it's racist. Otherwise, it's not. It's nothing. Do you think it's racist if some of the two white guys go up beside you and they're like, hey, what's up, nigga, to each other?
No.
It's not racist. It's just a stupid talk. People say the most ignorant shit ever. That's at least my concerns.
But at the same time, it depends on who you're asking too. Because if you were to ask like a black American, they take high offense to that because it is such a deep-rooted mentality of slavery in black America. Whereas you take people who are outside of America who are still black, like myself included, who are Canadian, we didn't have to go through all that nonsense that happened back in America. And it's not deep-rooted in our mentality through like our grandparents and our parents and whatever else. We didn't have to go through all that stuff. So for them, it would be very offensive. And to me, even myself, if I see like these young kids coming up and they call like Asian kids calling other Asian kids nigga, like, yo, what up, my nigga?
Yeah,
it's lost its power of
it's
what it really
power,
meant.
It's gone to pop. It's gone into pop culture. Like it's now just another greeting. And if anybody wants to put any blame on it, I don't know who decided to make it. Oh, this is what we're going to start calling each other as a greeting. But I'm pretty sure black people started that whole trend. And because they've become super popular with pop culture and mainstream culture, that's what happens. Now it is what it is.
It is what it is. Uh-oh, they found you.
What's that?
They found you.
I've been in hiding.
I don't know. Personally, I think it's, you know, I don't know.
Listen, I'm not a big user of the N-word. I use it for comedic purposes only. So I think that there's still some value in humor in the word, but I don't use it to go up and greet people. It's not part of what I do, but other people do it.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not gonna sit here and say only black people are allowed to say it, because it makes it even worse. It's like, why do you even say it? If it's such an offensive word to you, why do you go and call it to each other? It's very strange. It's fucking immense, mind-boggling.
It's one of those things, man. It's like, it's a word that a lot of debate has happened around, and it's one of those words too where it's like a word that only black people can call the black people. You know, there's a lot of like Jewish people who call other Jewish people names, you know, sort of like in a playful way. But another person of another race couldn't call the Jewish person that same name because it just doesn't make sense. They're not part of that culture.
Yeah, but listen, it ain't cool to be a Jew.
What are you talking about?
Like, they haven't exactly turned the whole thing into a massive pop culture scene, the whole Jewish...
Seinfeld,
yeah, but it's not like him being based... it's not the same, because that's religious.
That's another complicated thing, too, because... If you're Jewish, it's a culture and it's also religion, and the two of them sometimes they go hand in hand, right? You could be talking about someone who's Jewish, which could be the religion, or you could say someone who's Jewish, which is the culture. But I understand what you're saying. Jewish people aren't as popular, I guess, in like the phrases that they use that will become pop culture.
It hasn't clicked into pop culture. Not saying that it won't ever, but as of right now, until they get a big Jewish rapper, maybe Macklemore might be Jewish or something. Maybe he, like, and until they get like a bunch of people that are like really popular into pop culture, and then they get a whole bunch of young people saying Mazel Tov, then that's when it will become.
What are you talking about? People do say Mazel Tov now.
I know they do.
What I'm trying to say is that people in certain cultures call themselves certain derogatory names. And if someone outside of that culture, that race, that culture calls, you know, that person by the same thing, it's on a totally different level.
Listen, it's not acceptable. Fine. There you go. Don't use it. How about that? Well, don't use any derogatory terms. Why don't you everybody call each other brother and sister like we're supposed to?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
We're all related. We all come from Adam and Eve. It's so obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, by the way, that Jewish people aren't cool. Drake is kind of cool. Big deal.
There goes any media deals we'll make at.
Yeah, right down the tube. So, I guess that's it.
I guess so.
I should have some cooler, more interesting stuff. I'm going to try to learn how to surf, I've decided. Just watching these waves that they have there. Like, Bali's a humongous surfing place. People come here to go surfing, and the waves are a little bit intimidating.
You should give it a go.
There's something interesting about it. It fucking looks terrifying, though.
I can imagine getting sucked under those waves. Yeah, it could be terrifying.
Not even just that. It's just that, like, I watched this guy yesterday while I was having breakfast. And he went out, and I was like watching him like try to get through like the first like 5 sets of waves, and it looked like he wasn't going anywhere. It looked like every time he went under the wave, like the thing just pushed him back. And then it seemed like it took him a long time just to get like beyond the waves. And then he just lies on his board and he's just waiting and waiting for like the right wave, and then jumps on the wave and it lasts for like 5 seconds, then he falls off, and then he just swims back out again. it seemed like a humongous physical struggle and process to do it, but maybe there's something gratifying about struggling to get out there and doing all the work and then getting on this wave for a few seconds and riding it out. There's must be something to it.
It's the perfect wave, man. Once you get on that wave, man, everything else just stops, you know? It's like the whole world around you just stops. And it's just you and the wave, man. Nothing else, man.
You know how I feel about... I just don't like the thought of just being in that water where...
Sharks.
And people are like, oh, there's no sharks. Fuck you. How do you know? You don't know where there's sharks. A guy once told... I told you this last time in Panama. This person's like, you know how you can tell if there's sharks in the water? And I was like, how? It's like, dip your finger in the water, put it in your mouth. If it tastes like salt, then there's probably sharks.
So that would be the whole ocean.
Exactly.
Huh.
They're running things. And then people can't say, oh, yeah, there's no sharks there, unless you put up a fucking wall and you're in a pool and you don't really know. I mean, to me, that's the most terrifying thing. I don't want to be back on the food chain.
Well, have fun surfing.
The bottom of the food chain? I'm still going to do it, but I'm only going to just take a beginner's course. So I don't think you have to go like way out. I think you just basically like go to like the first waves where you can still stand up and you just try to like figure out how to stand up on the board.
I would think sharks are smart enough to know that that's exactly where they'd want to be. To get the people who are just learning.
Oh, shit.
Let's get some easy kills here.
Shit, no. I don't know. And I want to learn how to scuba dive too, which is also insane to me.
Should be good, man.
But gotta try something.
Hey, know. No fear. Is that the line?
I got a tattoo now. I have to do everything.
What is it again? No fear? No, it's...
It means fear nothing.
Fear nothing.
Shit.
There you go.
Now every time we say, oh, what does your tattoo say? Fear nothing? Well, why don't you get on the board, pussy?
You afraid of a little shark?
Oh, well, we'll see what happens. Hopefully I can live to tell a few more stories. I'm starting to get more conservative, I think, in my old age, because I feel like I've had enough like times where I've put myself in bad situations and been able to live to tell the story. But I don't know how many more lives I got left. You know? The cat's got 9 lives. I could be running out.
I don't know. We'll find out.
One time will tell. We'll see what happens. I'm not scared.
Got to keep connecting those dots. Making dots.
Whew. And I'm back at the gym. I'm even working out. Realize I'm going to be out here in this fucking heat. My shirt off. I better pull it together.
Yeah.
I've been working out. It's a struggle.
What, are you doing push-ups every day?
Oh.
Kettlebells?
No, I did some... I did, like, a bunch of push-ups, and I did, like, lots of squats and some sit-ups and shit in my room. But then yesterday I went to the gym, and I actually, like, got to, like, lift weights, and all the people at the hotel were... Like, the people that were working there were watching me. It's very strange.
No one used those for years. What is he doing with them? Those are actually for the cattle.
There's 7 people out there watching me that, like, work there. And I was like, oh, this is weird. And there's not very many black people out here either. That's the other thing. It's like, there's no black people that are here on this island. Seems like there's very few.
I wonder why.
I don't know why, but people treat me really nicely. and they look at me often.
They're probably scared.
And they call me Chocolate Man.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Chocolate Man. I was running back from the gym. The gym is on, like, this place has, like, a beach resort, and then it also has a courtyard resort, and the courtyard is, like, it's basically, like, across the street. It's, like, a 10-minute jog, but, like, if you want to go there, they, like, take you on a golf cart, and they drive you there. But I went there, and I jogged back, and on my jog back, had these Balinese women whistling at me and giggling.
Chocolate Man!
Chocolate Boy. Chocolate Man, Chocolate Man. Funny. All right, man. My phone is down to about 20% now, so gotta charge it up before I check out of this place and head up to Ubud.
All right.
And it's going to be different up there because it's not a party place. It's just a relaxed place. So the partying here is done now. And I'm to go get some cultural experience.
Well, enjoy, man.
Thank you. So I will send you the Cribs video that I did today, right before I leave. I'm going to try to use the business center to upload it.
Yeah.
And then I guess you can post that. And then
I need to figure out a way to post this podcast.
Yeah. Yes, I will. I will send you the. It's not that difficult to do. You'll be able to figure it. I'll send you the password for it.
Cool.
Hopefully this works. How did you record it? Did you just use a little recorder or?
No, I recorded it on my computer. I figured it out. It's all free too. It's good. Simple. Very easy. No microphone.
Beautiful.
Just record straight through Skype.
Beautiful. You're a genius, my friend.
Yeah. I try.
All right, buddy. Well, take care of yourself. Try to not get into too much trouble. And you know what I always say.
Keep it real, nigga.
Yeah, big girl.
That's funny.
I originally said stay black, and then I changed it to don't get anybody pregnant, but now I've changed it to don't forget to be awesome. Hello.
Okay.
It's my new sign-off. People look at me when I say that like I'm a real asshole.
Don't forget to be awesome.
Don't forget to be awesome.
Okay. All right.
All right. Toodaloo.
Skimming a rinky dink.
All right, man. Good podcast.
Yeah.
Upload it. Check it out. Go to the website. You know the whole works. Yada, yada.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. All right, man. Cool. Well, be safe, man. Travel safe. And even though when you get relaxed or whatever, just always keep your eye open for stuff.
Oh, yes. I'm constantly on the lookout. But I'm not the crazy traveler who, like, puts a thing under my shirt. And I don't wear my backpack in the front because I'm nervous. I still have faith in humanity. I don't think everybody's out there to rip me off. But then again, I'm also 6'4", 200 pounds. And maybe people are a little bit intimidated to try to rob me. So
Probably.
Whatever. All right, my friend. You know how to get in touch with me?
All right.
This is a good time for me.
Yeah, man. So
hopefully it's not too late for you on your end.
No, it's all good.
Perfect. We'll do it again. Shortly. Send me emails, or I'll send you an email after this anyways.
All right, cool. All
right, man.
All right, get a haircut.
I'm going to get a haircut. I'm going to get a shave. I'm going to pull it together. I'm a mess. All right, buddy. I'll talk to you after.
All right, see ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.